The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we talked about the creepy shadow entity known as the Hat Man, the troubling demise of the Great Barrier Reef, and the remarkable power of prayer. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for the Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
When you heard the voice, did you know right away that this was God, or did you question your own sanity?
Of course, I did. That's the first thing I did. I said, "Oh my gosh, great! Now I've really lost my mind." And then I went to the other place. I became scared, George. I thought, "Okay, I'm trafficking with the devil.
Ah,
do I really need this?" So I tried to, just ignore it or pretend it wasn't happening, whatever. But the information that I was reading, that was very short-lived, by the way, very, very short. I'm talking about 3 or 4 minutes, not even 10 minutes. But I did have that feeling, that cold chill that ran up my back. But then the information I was receiving was so clear, so marvelous, so insightful, and so loving, and so all-encompassing in terms of everything I'd ever wanted to hear from the divine, that I began to almost weep. I recall that my eyes began to water with joy. I thought, well, you know, I'm feeling pretty good here, so I'm just going to see where this goes. But again, I was never even thinking of anyone seeing this, so I wasn't really that concerned. I thought, worst case scenario, I'm journaling for no reason. But I noticed that the journaling process was healing me, healing my anger, my frustration, my worry, and my concern, my lack of self-worth, and all the negative aspects of my life. And as the process of the conversation went on, I was feeling better and better and better about everything, and my whole attitude had changed. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to follow this and just see where this takes me. The rest, as we said, is history.
Now, we were talking about, are we in some kind of holographic universe? And you were just ready to give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I was saying that, I was about to say, I agree with Bill on this. It was Bill who said there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. And I think that that's right. I think that the answer to the question, are we in an holographic universe, is really out of reach in terms of certainty, as are most of the mystical questions that one could pose about life. Is it possible? It absolutely feels it's possible in my mind. But I think that even if it were a holographic universe, so to speak, a digital creation, if you will, I still hold the idea that even a digital creation is probably being put together by either a being that we would call divine or God, or, if you please, a community, a group, a civilization, if you will, of highly evolved beings who have put together this sort of reality. Not just for the fun of it or to torture us or for any negative reason whatsoever, but just as a means of engendering another form of life in the universe, creating a way for the life itself to express in an endless variety of ways. So I think, you know, I'm not really buying into that theory, but I think, is it possible? Oh, my gosh. You know, my life has taught me that almost anything is possible, so I'm not dismissing it out of hand for sure.
So you've written a number of books, 29 books at least, millions sold, 15 million worldwide, 37 different languages. People need this. Have you had anybody come up to you, though, Neil, and said, come on, talking to God, come on, Neil?
Only every other hour of the day. Sure, of course.
And what do you tell them?
Well, I say, you know, all I can share with you is how I experienced it. I experienced that the answers I received to the questions I asked were answers I would never have thought of myself, would never have never heard them, never read them anywhere. So I experienced that, you know, how can I put this, that these ideas came to me out of thin air. I call them conversations with God because that's exactly how they felt to me, because the information was coming clearly from someplace way outside of my own mind. Of course, I've been very clear from the beginning, by the way, that many, and I tell people this as well, that many, many people throughout the ages have experienced themselves as having been inspired by God. People
sure.
who have created wonderful art have proclaimed it, you know, Picasso and Michelangelo, and the people who created wonderful music have proclaimed it. You know, how did you ever create that symphony? I was inspired.
Moses. Look at Moses.
And people, hello. And people who have written wonderful books have proclaimed it as well. So I really, you know, it raises an interesting question. Whence cometh creativity? From where does that occur? And so, you know, that's what I say to people. You know what? But I tell them this as well. Thank you for being skeptical. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Don't believe a thing that I've put in these books either. Look to your own experience. If it feels good to try out some of these ideas, and by the way, if it doesn't, don't even bother.
Mm-hmm.
But if it feels good to try out some of these ideas and these concepts, try them out and see what's true for you in your own life. But for heaven's sake, don't believe a word that I'm saying. And ultimately, I tell people this as well. You know, the real question is not whether I actually had a conversation with God. The real question is, whatever the process is the information of any value to you? Now, I've had millions of people answer that question in the affirmative.
Yes, you have. If God were asked, how did you come to be? How did you come into existence? Would he be able to give us an answer that people could understand? I don't think we could.
No, because God would say, I never came into existence. I always was. I always was, am now, and always will be. Even forevermore. There was never a time when I was not, and the human mind cannot hold the idea that life is not a straight line from left to right, where it begins, there's a middle, then there's an end. Life is a circle that has no beginning and it has no end. So what God would say is, look, just take a look at the circle, third finger, left hand, or wherever else you might find a circle in your life, and notice that it has no beginning and no end. That's the beginning of your understanding of the thing you call God's. So don't ask me to tell you how I began, because I never did begin. I always was, am now, and always will be.
In book four, in the conversations with God, and I assume even without books, you're still conversing?
Yes.
Is there ever anything in the conversations that would lead you to think that we are in end times, or that the planet could end, or something horrendous like that could occur?
Well, actually, no. Just quite the opposite. I was told in book four that, in fact, that's not going to happen. there are forces, if you please, in the universe that will not allow that to happen. That is not what's going to occur on the planet Earth. Could we bring ourselves into a place of great turmoil and trouble such that life as we know it, as we're now living it, might not continue? Could we be thrown back, even if you please, to the Dark Ages? In a sense, could we be dropped back several hundred years or several thousand years?
That's possible.
But will life on Earth disappear? Will the planet simply explode or blow up or somehow or another cease to exist? I've been told directly that no, that's not going to happen.
So I'm concerned that the tinderbox is going to be North Korea, Neil, and I just have this horrible feeling that something is going to happen. That's just my gut.
You know, I'm not too far off from that feeling, George. Every morning when I pick up the newspaper, or newspapers, those are interesting artifacts. When I turn on the internet and I get on the internet and I read the news, I have the exact same feeling. I thought, well, if there's going to be a problem, if there's going to be a real, you know, come to the edge kind of a problem, it's going to be North Korea and butting heads with Donald. I'm not making him wrong. I'm just saying that this
right.
is what I'm seeing, and I'm hoping he has some productive talks with the man from China here in a couple of days, because the two of them have got to find a way to get together and change the energy over there. And I think that China ought to play a central role in that. And if they refuse to play any kind of role in convincing North Korea to back down and change its attitude, and us as well, just both of you guys, come on, everybody back off a little bit. China did try to do that about a week and a half ago, when some spokesman for the government there said, you know what, if America would also back off a little bit and just stop antagonizing or doing things that the North Koreans say is antagonizing, that wouldn't hurt the situation either. So, but, you know, we got a lot of people who think that they're right. I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but when everyone on the whole, in the whole game, on either side, imagines that there's right, that there's no room for compromise, and they're absolutely right, we're headed for the possibility, I agree with you, of a very, very difficult time. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in North Korea. I agree with you completely.
If something happens, does God step in and stop it?
No.
He won't do that.
No, because the God's purpose is not to direct the human affairs, the course of human affairs. That's not God's purpose, nor is it God's function. God's purpose and function is to allow all the sentient beings in the universe, on every one of the planets where sentient beings exist, by the way, which are millions and millions of planets. And so God's job, if you please, to phrase it that way, is to simply provide all the sentient beings in the cosmos with sufficient power, sufficient ability, sufficient energy, if you will, to produce the outcomes of their collective and individual desire. So we have been given what even religions call free will. And so God's not going to violate free will by saying, you know, okay, you have free will until you do something that I don't agree with, and then when you do something I don't agree with, I'll stop it. No, that's not how it works.
In Conversations with God, Book 4, what would you say is the big message you want everybody to get from that book?
That we are all awake and simply don't know it, and that we need to begin to start acting like it if we want to see some real change in the world. And the second biggest message is that we are being assisted and helped right now, that we are and have been for centuries, by the way, for millennia, by highly evolved beings living off this planet that live in another dimension, and that our opportunity is to awaken the species, that we can self-select, and people who want to self-select are people who would literally select themselves to demonstrate what it means to be an awakened species, to be a highly evolved being, or at least reasonably highly evolved, and stop doing the kinds of things that we do on this planet to create the situation like you're talking about, whether it's Korea or what we're eating, what's on our plate. You know, we throw away, George, 657 children are dying on this planet every hour of starvation.
Oh,
1.5 billion people don't even have clear water.
I know it.
Now, you know, what kind of a species allows that to happen?
I know. While we fight about other things.
Hello.
Yeah.
So our opportunity, the message of Awaken the Species, is if we really want to see a change, each one of us has to take that invitation personally and to say, I have self-selected. I am selecting myself to demonstrate, not to awaken the species. I'm not going to go out with a soapbox or try to give speeches someplace or try to proselytize anybody. No, no, no. But I will take responsibility for behaving in my own life, in my day-to-day experience, in such a way that I demonstrate my highest thought about divinity, about humanity, and about all the whole game, and that people who see me and interact with me will be so impacted by what they're seeing being modeled by me. Is this not what every great teacher ultimately has done? And the answer is yes.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.